payroll. All in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the budget amendments. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Ferguson, we need to sign off on these documents before we go whole lot. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Sheriff here.
I don't believe so.
I was just kind of curious. Maybe the treasurer can answer the question. Do you know anything about this digital video mirror kit that he's bought for $4,614.96?
What page, Joe?
Page 5. Last item under 560. A digital video mirror kit. $4,614.96. I was just wondering what.
I don't know. It had a PO with it, and it was approved by the auditor, and he signed off. And to me, it was a legal bill, so we put it in. Now, if you need to ask him, but more than likely, it goes to one of his new vehicles he's just purchased, more than likely.
I'm not aware of any other vehicles having this equipment on there. Mr. Crabtree, are you aware of this purchase here? Do you know anything about it?
Nope.
I do know.
You know, I know what a video digital mirror kit is, but you know, I don't think it's going in the car.
We do. I don't know where it's going exactly, but we do have stuff through money through the FBI to buy $5,000 worth of equipment. I don't know if it's that. Like I said, you'll have to ask the sheriff for that. I just know it's a legal purchase due to it having a PO and approved by the auditor and approved by the department head.
So is this basically like a camera on the dash or something, except just mounting on the mirror? Is that what we're thinking?
No.
Can you enlighten us, or can you enlighten me as to what this piece of equipment is? You said you know what. You're aware of them or whatever?
Did the sheriff sign off on it and the auditor approve it? Then what are we going to do, not pay it?
No, I was just curious as to what function it plays.
The sheriff's not here, so.
He's not here, but you said you knew what they were.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second to pay the accounts payable?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
F, except for recording various commissioners' court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's report, treasurer's report, bonds, others, deputation certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we just have some agreements here that the judge will sign whenever he gets back. We didn't have any bonds or anything. That's on G. But we didn't need any action on F. On G, applications for use of Upper County roads and right-of-way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two, consider bids on property foreclosure for delinquent tax and take action.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have three properties for the consideration of the court this morning. The first is in Commissioner Precinct 1. The location is U.S. Highway 271 South. The property described as 1 acre more or less situated in the Jesse T. Bullock Head Right Survey. The bid amount is $4,000. The struck-off amount is $13,057.50. The struck-off date was February 28th of 2009. And the value now per the appraisal district is $21,230.
The bid is $4,000?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay.
Who was it, $4,000 or $1,000? I thought you said it.
Four.
It's $4,000, sorry.
And there's not a structure out there?
Not to my knowledge, no, sir.
Are the structures there? I think it's falling down, is what it is. Yeah. I believe this is on the meeting. The last time.
This was approved previously for $2,000, and the bid's now $4,000.
So they've doubled their bids. So, okay, I make a motion that we accept $4,000 bid for the property.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
So this is the same one we sold last time?
Yes, sir.
Somebody else turned it down?
Yes, sir.
Well, we didn't sell it. We had it before us last time.
Yeah, you approved it last time.
I accepted it the last time, yes, sir.
And now it's $4,000 instead of $2,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
The second property is in Commissioner Precinct 2, located at 106 West Redbud Street.
It's going to be mine.
Sir?
It's going to be mine.
Oh, it's going to be four?
Is that four?
Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner Precinct 4 then. The property is described as Lot 5 in the east 20 feet of Lot 7, Block 2, Elmwood Edition in the city of Gilmer. The bid is $9,000. The struck-off amount is, $900. $900. That 1-0, get me on it. Struck-off amount was $5,515.38. It was struck off in May of 06, and the appraisal district has it appraised at $6,480.
Motion to reject.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the last one is in Commissioner Precinct 2, and I know this because it's in Horse City.
Right.
And it's located on Holman Street. The bid is $200. The property is described as Lot 9, Block 2, Lincoln Addition to the city of Horse City. The struck-off date was October of 91. Struck-off amount was $1,448.79, and it is valued at $3,000.
Move to accept this $200 bid.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What was the name of the street?
Holman. H-O-H-M-A-N.
M-A-N.
M-A-N. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Three is to discuss and take action to approve a computer purchase to be made out of JP Technology Fund.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How much is the purchase for that?
$994.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn.